everybody, and grab your Bible and a pencil and a journal and maybe even a cup of coffee and join in on our conversation. But first, I would like for you to write this down. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 18 through 20. For Christ also died for sins once for all, the just for the unjust, in order that he might bring us to God, having been put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the Spirit, in which also he went and made proclamation to the spirits now in prison, who once were disobedient when the patience of God kept waiting in the days of Noah, during the construction of the ark in which a few, that is, eight persons, were brought safely through the water.
Hey everyone, welcome to Write This Down with Dot Bowen. My name is Kara. I am Dot's daughter, and every week we sit down together and we talk through truth and scripture. And a couple things that I want to note before I get into this episode. One is, if you ever have any questions, whether it's something that came out in your personal Bible reading or while you're listening to an episode, or just something that maybe you always wondered about God or scripture, we would love to have your questions. So you can send those to hello@dotbowen.com. You can also check out our new Instagram that is going to be full of Write This Down content and any new exciting things that happen. We will be posting it on Write This Down with Dot. So you can find that on TikTok and Instagram. And you can also send your questions via Instagram or TikTok as well. So we're really glad that you're here. And in this episode, we are continuing to talk about Easter weekend. And we are talking about the Saturday of Easter in this episode. And what do we do when we're waiting? What do we do when it looks like God is not doing anything? Or what is he doing? And how we really can enter into those moments. So we would love for you to pull up a chair and join in our conversation.
Hey, Kara.
Hey, Mom. I'm going to be honest. I don't know what you just read.
First Peter.
I mean,
write this
I know.
Down. First Peter.
Yeah, no, I get that. But it was like, you're like, started to ring. I was like reading and I'm thinking like, yeah, like mm-hmm. For Christ also suffered. And then you started getting into the verse 20 part. And I was like, wait, what are we
about
talking
verse 19?
About? Well, a little
yeah.
bit.
What That's about 19?
But it mainly was in 20. And I was like, why do I feel like I've never read this before when I know I've read it a dozen times? But anyway, I don't know what just happened. But I know we're talking about the Saturday before, like the Saturday after Jesus died and mm-hmm. the Sunday or Saturday before Jesus rose.
It's between.
Yes, mm-hmm. the Saturday in between. So I'm assuming that's what it's referring to. But yeah, that with like the eight people and I don't know what just happened. So if you would like to explain, that'd be great.
Well, you, not knowingly, of course, you know, very seldom do you know what we're going to talk about because it's just genuine conversation, just something that...
Well, I know what, I know the general.
Yeah. And ironically, you just, you know, really did just kind of started us right off because this verse is probably the one of the most... I appreciate it.
Yeah.
This verse is one of the most misunderstood. Very few people know exactly. So you're right there with the crowd. I know you don't usually like to be with the crowd.
I do not.
But you're there with a lot of great people, a lot of Bible scholars. And I spent a lot of time researching these verses. And I ended with all of my research and my studying as confused as I did when I started.
Great.
Because the scholars did not really agree with it either.
And they don't agree with it? I think I need to understand it to know if I even disagree or agree.
Yeah. Okay. So let's back up because we are talking about that Saturday. What did Jesus do? You know, what happened? What was going on between the minute that Jesus said, Father, into your hands, I, you know, commit my spirit.
Yeah.
Until he...
I mean, some people would say he died. Like that would be, it's like, oh, he was dead.
Well, yes, he did. He did die.
Well, yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, like, I think that I would imagine that there are people that are thinking, I didn't even know to think about what he was doing on Saturday because they might have just thought that he was dead in the grave. Do you know what I'm saying?
I mean, he did die. And it's, and it is very important that he died. There were a lot of people that wanted to believe that Jesus really did not die, that the disciples carried his body off and that he didn't know. So it's very important to know that he
died.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just saying that like some people, because you wouldn't think like, oh, after someone died, like, oh, what'd they do? I was like, well, they were dead.
No, actually, I do think that. Yeah, no, I think they, did they go to heaven?
Well, yeah, but we know. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I just am saying my point is I don't think that there, I think there are people who didn't even think to think about what was he doing on Saturday.
Well, the fact that he came back on Sunday and walked out of that grave, I think it's legitimate to say, well,
it is legitimate.
What happened just, between. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I do. And I agree.
No, it is legitimate. Maybe. I'm not saying that it's not. Yeah. I'm just saying, yeah, I think there are people on both sides of the spectrum where it's like, what did he do? And some people are like, oh, I've never thought about this. Like,
yeah.
Interesting you bring this up.
Well, thank you. This is what we like about having our conversations. It's kind of yeah, crazy. Yeah. It's kind of hard. But I do think that it is important to know that he did die. That is very, very important. And I also believe that it is very important to know that he came back from the dead and he raised. You know, he walked out of the tomb, did resurrect. But we mostly live on this earth, you and I, in those moments of the Saturday, those moments when we don't know what God's doing, those moments when God is silent, those moments like, God, what are you doing? And so I think, you know, to say on Saturday, what was Jesus doing on Saturday? What was Jesus doing between the fact that he died and and then raised from the dead? I think that's probably a question many people are asking every single day is, God, where are you? What are you doing? And I think that with these verses, though, theologically, it's a little bit different discussion. I'm talking about application more, you know, with you and I, like, well, God, where are you? You know, like, what's going on here? Are you listening? Do you care? And wondering a lot of times, you know, what God's up to. But with these verses, there's an implication that Jesus literally went to hell. There is an implication.
Yes, I've heard this.
That Jesus went and made a proclamation to the lost, the ones that are in captive. But if he did, then what did he say?
And I feel like we need to clarify, when you say went to hell, it's not like you're saying Jesus went to hell, like in human terms, we think like, oh, either go to heaven or hell. Like, you're not saying that Jesus went to, it's more of like he visited, like he made a stop.
Oh, I know he didn't stay there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I think that could, I just feel like that alone might need some clarity because it's not like you are saying, oh, Jesus went to hell. Like how we think of if a human, you know, like one of us went to hell, like, oh, he was condemned and went there. That's not, it's more of he went to
proclaim
whatever he did. Yeah. I just think that's an important,
Well, it is, but again, you're feeding into what I'm trying to get to in that you don't know what God's doing. Because really and truly, Kara, there are people that think that Jesus went to hell and told all the demons and told the people that were in hell at that moment that there's no hope, that he conquered death, he was the Messiah. Well, I mean, if they're in hell.
I mean, yeah, it is. They just may like, not. Yeah, it's like if they're there, then yeah, there is no hope. They've been.
Yeah,
they're there.
And so, and I do believe that there are some justification of thinking, and even with these verses, that Jesus did go. They called it Hades. That was kind of the realm, you know, where in the Old Testament, that's where the people that died, they were in Hades, or they were, you know, it does indicate on those verses that Jesus went to dead. Jesus even said, you know, talked about Jonah and about being in the belly of the well and in the depths of the darkness and the depths of the earth, in the darkness of the earth, the depths of the earth. A lot of people take that verse as well and believe that Jesus, you know, went and visited hell right before he came back on earth.
Yeah, so they think that he did that to tell the people there that there's no hope.
Some people think that, and then some people think that Jesus went there to set them free. To people
like almost like give another chance, kind of
had the opportunity. I mean, so I think exactly what's going on right this moment, nobody really knows what Jesus did on Saturday, and it's frustrating to most of us when we don't know what Jesus is doing, or what he has done or allowed to do. And as I studied this intensely, that's why it was so hard for us to have this conversation, because I really wanted to know. I'm like, I want to know what Jesus did on Saturday. And I did a lot of research, but sometimes you just don't know what God's up to. And really right before we had this conversation, I was like, Jesus, I don't know what you did on Saturday, but I'm very thankful for Sunday. And and I just want to bring this up because this is in Peter, and Peter's talking to the persecuted Christians, and Peter's trying to give them hope. Peter does discuss, as I read about in verse 20, that really flipped you out there for a minute, was that, you know, that it says those who once was disobedience, and he talks about the days of Noah, and we know that, you know, there was so much evil in the days of Noah.
Okay, so that's what the important, when he references the days of Noah, what he's referencing, just how evil the those days were. Okay.
And if you're talking about people that were in captivity, if you talk about people that are in hell, it's Jesus, if Jesus is going to go and proclaim the truth. Now, that word that he talks about proclaiming the truth isn't the good news. It's not the gospel. Jesus was not giving them the good news. He was proclaiming that he was the Messiah, that he did die.
Well, isn't that the good news?
Well, the good news is Jesus died. You can accept him and not go to hell.
But he's just saying like, hey, you're here. This is who I am.
I am Jesus, huh? You didn't believe in me.
You didn't believe in me.
You know, yeah.
Like, you're wrong.
Right.
Basically.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so, okay. You know, I mean, there's just a lot of
and I guess this goes back to
think
we don't know
things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. And I think that that's what's so important for us today. Because I think if we want to get anything out of it, if we want to study this, and you can, whoever's listening on this conversation,
sure.
Feel free to do all kind of research. I mean, you're going to get
probably in the same way
things,
you did and
thoughts.
Not know.
Yes. you're just going to get, yeah, exactly. You can get a headache. And they will say, I did appreciate everybody that I was reading, all the commentaries and different Bible scholars. I did appreciate that they were like, this
we
is a
know.
Theory, this, but mm-hmm. we don't know.
So what can we know? Yeah, like Peter obviously is referencing it. Like there's something to know because people have thought about it. Peter's referencing it there, you know, like, yeah. So what can we know? Even, yes, there are things that we can't know, but what can we, is there anything? There may not be anything.
Yeah. I think that what we can know is that if Jesus on the third, in the middle between his resurrection on Saturday, if he went to proclaim to the people that did not believe him, I think that one of the things that we can really rest assured is that people in the days of Noah, we know that Noah believed God and, you know, was obedient. Mm-hmm. And we also know that Noah preached and gave the people an opportunity to trust and, you know, nobody did. Evil was going on. Mm-hmm. I think that
which is why
we
flood.
Have.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that that's one of the things that we can know is that God always gives second, you know, chances and opportunities for us to trust
like he doesn't,
him.
Yeah, like he's not wanting people to go to hell. He's not wanting, yeah, to be separated from anyone. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, for me, I guess for me, what I got out of this is that Jesus did not leave any stone unturned. That when he died, if he went down to Hades, if he said, you know, you did not trust God, therefore you're captive, didn't believe God, you're going to pay the consequences of that. But I think that for me, it's more about the resurrection. It was more about those moments of silence and the trusting that God was going to do it. So I think that for me, whatever God did during those moments, whatever Jesus did, I just believe that it was out of love. And it was out of understanding and proclaiming the truth. If they did not believe it, then from the mouth of Jesus, they said, you know, Jesus spoke the truth about mm-hmm. who God is and that God's going to bring judgment on unbelief.
Yeah, I think when I have not studied it, so this is just based off of my limited
thinking
knowledge. Yeah. When I think of Saturday, I feel like, well, I don't know. I was thinking like of the 3 days, like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I was about to say something that I'm like, well, I don't know if this is going to be true. But I think it's one of the days that I feel the most hopeful in sometimes because, I mean, I don't know about every day of my life, but most days of my life, I'm wondering what God is doing. If not every day,
yeah.
9 out of 10 days.
But are you hopeful in those days?
Yeah, but I think what I was going to say is I think that there's this hope that, like he did something on Saturday. We don't know exactly what that was. And we don't know exactly what the purpose of what he did. We have some clue, mm-hmm. like you said, like he, to give others a second chance or to some degree. I mean, we don't even know that, I guess, but.
Or maybe even just proclaiming that he was the
I guess God. That's what I meant by a second chance. Yeah. Like, I don't know if second chance. Anyway, mm-hmm. I think that, like, he definitely did something. He wasn't just, like, sitting around waiting. He wasn't passing mm-hmm. time. He wasn't being idle. But he was doing something and something toward the purpose of, you know, glory, his glory and proclaiming who Jesus, or proclaiming who his Heavenly Father mm-hmm. is. You know,
proclaiming
those,
the truth.
Yeah, like those kind of things that I feel like, with all the moments in my life where I'm wondering, like, what are you doing? Like, are you just sitting in heaven? Like, are you doing anything? Like, what is going on?
Yeah,
and I think
exactly.
that's what I always get so much hope with Saturday, the Saturday of the Easter weekend, is that of, like, we know he did something. We don't know what he did, and we don't exactly know why he did whatever he did. But we know that he did something and he wasn't idle. And whatever he did was intentional and there was a purpose. And even to this day, mm-hmm. like we've said, we don't know all that. But I think that's what gives me so much hope, is because, I mean, you've said this before, like, who would want to serve a God that we could understand and, you know, like, be able to wrap mm-hmm. our minds around and to be able to know, like, oh, I know, like, what you're going to do. You know, there is some comfort in, like, wow, you are so much bigger than I am. You are doing something that I can't, you know, it's like, I mean, this is like such a silly comparison, but I was just thinking of, you know, like, I love gifts. I like surprises. I like, and if I, mm-hmm. I know that you know me really well, and I know you give really great gifts, and there's excitement in, like, oh, what do you know, like, for Christmas, like, oh, what are you going to get me? And so I think it's mm-hmm. like kind of that. It's like God can, like, that mystery of who he is and what he can do. Like, there is some excitement and comfort that I don't know what he's doing, because I trust that it's going to be good. But there's also, I think, a lot in Saturday where we can, like, rest in to know, like, okay, like, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know why you're doing it this way. I don't know why, you know, this is happening, but Sunday's coming and you're doing something.
Right. One of the things we do know is that the 11 of the disciples who were left sure didn't know what God was doing.
Right.
And they weren't hopeful. They were very much in despair. They were very much scared. Now what? I thought for sure he was the Messiah. I thought for sure he was going to set up his kingdom, and now he's dead. Mm-hmm. So they certainly didn't have any hope.
Well, and weren't they, like, being, like, sought after, like, in terms of, because I think there was talk, tell me if I'm wrong.
Well, they knew that they were, yeah, they knew they were going to be sought out. I'm not sure right now.
Well, I
especially
thought that
with it being on the Sabbath.
Like, they didn't know, like, higher up authorities didn't know if they would try to steal his, like, Jesus's body or what.
Right, steal the body.
So I think there was some, maybe tension. I don't know what the word would be, but so, because they were up in the, I mean, when he did come back, they were hiding in
upper
the
room,
upper room. So I would think that there was some element of fear, I guess is what I'm getting at. Like, they,
I
would imagine that there was a lot of fear in some, whether it's for their lives or for, like, what do we do now? I just gave 3 years of my life to this man.
And I think that
And
I thought he was the king. Mm-hmm.
Thought it was going to go differently.
God.
Yeah.
And I thought my life was going to go differently. And I think that's where most of believers are today. We do know that Jesus is coming back. We know that he said he's going to come back, but we're waiting and we're in this life in between. And you're right. I think that some of us, you know, sit around and wanting God to do something and wondering, God, you know, like, what are you doing? We do want to try to figure him out. We want to find out, you know, God, what are you doing? You know, how's this going to work out? We can know his heart. We can always know his heart because God tells us about his heart, but we don't know about his hand. We don't know what he's up mm-hmm. to. We don't know about his plan. And I think that was what the disciples, too, like, I don't know. We don't have a whole lot of information about the discussion, but we do know that they were not sure what was happening, and they mm-hmm. were scared. Peter went back to fishing, and mm-hmm. There were some things that, you know, their lives, like, are they going to return back to normal? You know, how could they possibly go back to a normal life mm-hmm. after what the 3 years they had with Jesus? So I think that there's those moments of that, of just wondering. I think there's a great you know, principle and truths about that life in between. It's that life of when I've given my life to Jesus and I know that he's my Savior, I know that he died for me, and then I know that one day I'm going to go to heaven and I know life's going to be better and I know that life's going to be, you know, back to where it was before Genesis mm-hmm. 3. You know, we know that there's this, you know, life that is awaiting us, you know, at a particular time. You read Revelation and, you know, we know we win. We're like, you know, yeah. God's going to prove that he's God. And I think that sometimes that's what, as I was reading that, a lot of people were thinking that Saturday is that moment that God went down into Hades and proved that he was the Messiah, that he was God, which we would see in Revelation to someday that we're waiting on. But what we have to do about today is, what do we do about today? What do we do about continue to trust God today when we don't know what he's doing? We're wondering what he's doing. Is he doing anything? Does he care? You know, some of us still live in those moments that Jesus was, you know, experiencing on the cross where it says, my God, why have you forsaken me?
Yeah.
It's those moments that on the cross where Jesus was a ridicule, was spit on, you know, was misunderstood. Those moments when none of his friends were there when he walked out of that grave. But we do live in these moments of just not knowing. And I think one of the most difficult, if waiting's not hard enough, waiting on God and wondering what God's doing, then it's also those moments of just, you know, trusting God, like what knowing that he is doing something, but it's not what we want him to do. And so
yeah, story of my life.
It's just one of those, yeah, it's just,
yeah.
It's just one of those things. I think silence, when we don't hear from God, I think silence is hard. I think
yeah.
a lot of people don't even pray because they don't feel like they're hearing anything from God. So
preach to the choir.
That's, I hate that for you. But I'm praying.
I'm getting better about it. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. That I fight against.
But it is. I hear people mm-hmm. say, yeah, I hear people say this all the time. Like, I don't pray because I don't see God doing anything. And when I pray, he's not doing it the way that I want to do. Mm-hmm. And they're living in those moments of, you're telling me there's a great day in heaven and they're telling me that I've been saved.
Yeah.
It's Friday on the cross. But what about this everyday living? Where is Jesus now?
Yeah.
And I think that that's, you know, when I was reading all the research and listening and trying to understand what they're saying, I thought, okay, I get that. Okay, I can mm-hmm. see that. I can see that. And then about the time I think, well, I don't know, then I would read where it says, but we don't know for sure.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, here I am back again.
Yeah. I'm kind of laughing, not because this is funny, but because I was just thinking, I was like, oh, I just got a text this morning from a friend I haven't talked to in a while. And she was like, hey, how? And she is one of those friends, she's very faithful to pray for me, which I just, mm-hmm. one of those dear friends that I am very grateful for. But so I think part of why she was asking, because she was, you know, like, I've been praying for you and praying specifically and intentionally, how are things going? I was like, well, they're going well, and I have like some health issues going on. I was like, well, this health issue going on and this health issue. And I've the loneliest I think I've ever been. And some other things. But I was like, I really am doing well. And she was like, wow, I feel like I really need to step up my prayers. And I was like, well, I mean, yeah, like those things. But I was like, I really didn't mean that though. Like, yes, all those things are true, but I really didn't mean that I feel like I'm doing well because I have immense peace. I am lonely, but I don't feel alone, if that makes sense. Like, it's not taking me out. Yeah. Like, I'm not spending my nights crying myself to sleep, which there have been seasons. Like, I feel mm-hmm. like, I don't know how it's happening, but I don't feel like it's all of the things that I'm like, I don't know what God is doing. And I did say that. I was like, and this is what made me think of what you were just saying, because I said, I don't know. Like, I do feel like I feel okay. Not necessarily my emotions. I don't mean that when I say feel, but I mean like internally, I do feel like I'm doing well.
Yeah.
But I'm not seeing anything externally. I mean, I'm not saying everything. There are definitely good things going on around me. I'm just saying in terms of what we're praying for and some other things happening, it doesn't seem like there's any movement or anything happening. So I was like, I do think your prayers are working because of how I'm feeling internally, you know, in my heart and in my soul. but I'm not seeing any change. And I would love to see that. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying, so I think that is, I just now I'm realizing as I'm saying this, like it's that Saturday hope. It's
yeah
that I didn't even realize until literally just in this moment talking about it with you. I'm like, oh my gosh, like I do have hope in my Saturday. Someone's making mm-hmm. me feel a little like emotional.
Which is your word, by the way.
I know, it's my word that
yeah,
I.
Which is your word.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think because I have been so, I don't know what the word is, but I have really fought in prayer, like just being super honest. Mm-hmm. And like anytime I'm having a thought or emotion toward loneliness or toward being upset or frustrated or mm-hmm. yeah, questioning anything, like I'm trying to immediately take it to prayer and just saying like, I hate this. Or I wish that I could see, I wish I could see what you're doing, not because I want to know what you're doing, but I just would like for this yeah. to change kind of thing. You know, like I wish that there would yeah. be some kind of movement.
I think that what you're saying, yeah, what I hear you saying is this, is that you're waiting on some circumstances to change. You're waiting on something that you can see.
100%. Yes.
But what's really changing, yeah, but what's really changing is what's inside. What's really changing is Kara Bowen. What's really changing is your heart and your intimacy mm-hmm. with the Lord, with your prayer and everything, and your peace mm-hmm. and hope. Those are things that only God can give. And I think on that Saturday when there was nothing that was going on that anyone could see.
Right. It's like, I don't know what, yeah, like this, everything seems like is worthless, not worthless, hopeless. But hopeless. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that that's what it is. It's like, it's those things that we want to see change, and we don't realize that God's changing us. Mm-hmm. And there is change, but it's changing from within and not necessarily what's without. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's what's happening on Saturday. Jesus is doing something.
Yeah.
And Jesus is about to just, you know, walk right out of that grave and show the world that he was, you know, he is the Messiah. Yeah. He is God, because only God could do that. But I think on Friday, it just looked so desperate and everybody seemed so hopeless. But Friday was just as important. That mm. cross was just as important as that, you know, as that resurrection. That Friday, there was a lot going on.
Well, something had to die.
We wouldn't be able to have any relationship. Yeah.
Yeah, like Jesus had to die
for us.
And I always think that when there's something that I'm waiting for, like a new or for something to resurrect or, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. I always have to remind myself that of there has to be something that dies in order for that. And, you know, whether that be my pride or whether that be what I think is going to happen or maybe mm-hmm. the relationship yeah. had to die or maybe, I don't know, like whatever that means. But it's yeah. like, or my hopelessness needs
something
to die.
Something had to go.
Yeah. Or my unbelief yeah. needs to die yeah. in order. And I think that's one thing that I have really been sitting on or thinking about / praying about is the faith aspect of it that I, mm-hmm. and I don't know how I'm about to say this. And I'm like, I don't know how this works, but like yeah, how our faith ignites miracles and how, mm-hmm. and again, this is where I don't know how it, cause I know that it's not like a works thing, but like I don't even know how to fully explain what I feel like you might could say it better, but it's almost like I feel like I have more hope that God is going to do something because I am believing him to do something. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like
and who he is.
Yeah, like I have no idea. Like I'm not sitting around being like, "Oh, I know he's going to do blank." I just am thinking, "I know he's going to do something. He's got to change. Like this is going to yeah. change. Like he's going to do something." Mm-hmm. I have no idea what it's going to be. And I know it's going to be good, and I'm hopeful for that.
And we also know that God is always working out.
Yeah,
something.
And so I'm like, I would rather, yeah, like I would rather be sitting in that faith and hope than mm-hmm. not. And I have spent a lot of time sitting in the not. I've spent a lot of time sitting in the hopelessness or the unbelief because it felt safer. It felt like, oh, like this, I won't be as hurt. Over here, or
yeah, I won't be disappointed.
I won't be disappointed
happens,
over here. Yeah. Yeah, like that just felt mm-hmm. safer. It's self protection, but I feel like mm-hmm. God is shifting my perspective of it. That's a lie. Like it's quote unquote safer to be sitting in the faith and in the unbelief, and not because my faith and unbelief is not in God's going to do blank. It's just God's going to do something because He's good and He's always yeah. working, and there's a Sunday coming. But
And there is a great sermon. It's a Sundays are coming. But I think that's where, like, when as we are looking into to what, you know, what is going on Saturday, I think we need to know what's really, really important is on Friday, Jesus made it possible for us to have a right relationship with God. Jesus redeemed us. Jesus brought us together with God. Jesus died and paid for our sins so that we can approach a heavenly Father. We don't know. We see that there's something going on. Like you said, there's this stirring in our hearts and our spirit. Like, what, God, what are you doing? What are you up to? But you're looking at the heart of God. You're looking at, why would God die for me if he just wanted to destroy me? He wouldn't do that. And why would God die for me if he didn't want what's best for me? So those are those Saturdays. Those are those moments you have to sit in the silence and the waiting of saying, I got to go back and go back to that Friday and think, wow, let's pretend you don't even know Sundays are coming. But just know, like, well, God loves me. Like, he wants what's best for me. He wants a relationship with me. And I think that's what we need to really lean into and find hope in on Saturday when things are silent and when you don't feel like God is working. We got to know that he is. Like you said, Kara, he is doing something.
Yeah.
We just don't know what. But we can know this. It'll always be something that's for our best interest.
Right. It's for our good and his glory. And I think, too, I think the patience in it, like, and what I mean by that is sometimes, like, just in where I've realized where I'm at in this moment, I didn't even realize I was really there because I'm just going about my day as authentic and vulnerable as I can before the Lord. Like, just
it's beautiful.
Trying, and I do not do it perfectly. I mean, I had it's like I've had a moment just today of both faith, but then also of like, why are you not doing anything? So it doesn't, but I think that's what I mean by the being vulnerable in it, of just like, just being in it, not because I can suppress and being, you know, but not letting my heart get hard in it, but being like, God, I'm really sad at how this is going, or, you know, I'm really mad, or, you know, whatever. But it's like, I'm just constantly trying to give it to the Lord. And so I think that's part of it. Cause sometimes it can be like, well, I don't feel like I think it's just like doing that. And the next thing you know, you're looking at yourself and being like, wait, I just realized that I actually am okay, even though nothing's changed. Or, you know, so it's giving yourself grace in that too, you know, like it, like he will do the work. And I think that's what I remind myself of all he's wanting me to do is to bring it to him and sit with him in my Saturday moments, like sit with him or Friday and Saturday, you know, like sitting with him in those moments where it's like hard, or sitting with him in those moments where I'm waiting and it's hard, or, you know, whatever.
I think it's too, it's just sitting in those moments of just trusting God. I think Saturday is like, God, I don't know what you're doing, but the fact that you are saying, you know, talking about being real and transparent to God, that's what keeps your heart from getting hard. It's when you get mad, or you know, protect your heart, or, you know, hide from God, all of those your feelings are. And sometimes we do that with just saying all the right things, like, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine.
Yeah.
But no, it's not, you know, and it's like I said, like, literally just to, you know, right before we started having this conversation, I'm like, God, I don't know. Jesus, what were you doing?
I don't know what you're doing. Yeah.
And you know what? And the thought came to my mind, what does it matter? You had Friday. And you had Sunday. And those were the greatest things for me, because whatever God was doing on Saturday, I know that he was doing what was best for the people, or whatever that he was doing it.
Was doing, he was doing the best for his glory and for our good.
Yeah. And you know what? That's something you can write down. Doesn't matter what we know and what we don't know about God, because there's so many things that we just don't know. But we can know his heart, and we can know that he loves us. We've got Friday, and we also know that we have the power to endure that Sunday.
Thanks for listening. I'm so glad that you could be a part of our conversation. To continue the conversation, you can find Dot on social media at Dot Bowen, or visit her website, dotbowen.com. Subscribe, like, and share with your friends, and we will see you next week on Write This Down with Dot Bowen.